With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. As the federal government shutdown drags on, millions more Americans are today being impacted as airlines are canceling many flights nationwide due to staffing issues. That's on top of countless others struggling with funding cuts for food stamps and other programs with no end in sight. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson says the mayoral election in New York City this week is having a negative impact on efforts in Washington to end the shutdown.
Mondani is the new leader of the Democrat Party. And frankly, he is the reason that we're in a prolonged federal government shutdown, because the Democrats who run the House and the Senate, the two top ranked Democrats on Capitol Hill, are also from New York. And they're terrified that they're going to get a challenge from a Mondani disciple. So this is the direction that the party is headed. They're going full Marxist and socialist. It is a dangerous turn, but they show no signs of letting up on that. And meanwhile, we're trying to apply common sense and govern for the people.
Speaker Johnson's entire This Week on Capitol Hill interview will be broadcast beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. The Supreme Court has granted the Trump administration's emergency appeal to temporarily block a court order to fully fund SNAP food aid payments amid the government shutdown.
A judge had given the Trump administration until Friday to make the payments through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. But the administration asked an appeals court to suspend any court orders requiring it to spend more money than is available in a contingency fund. After the appeals court declined to immediately intervene, the high court issued an order.
Correspondent Ken Lorman says Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson issued the order late Friday, pausing the requirement to distribute full SNAP payments until the appeals court rules on whether the issue is valid for a more lasting pause. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle has begun in Chicago.
The city's Board of Education will not allow student teachers from the Moody Bible Institute to participate in student-teacher programs in the public schools. The board says it won't work with Moody because the Christian school won't hire homosexuals or people of other faiths. Alliance Defending Freedom has filed suit saying that, quote, by excluding Moody for its religious beliefs, Chicago Public Schools is illegally injecting itself into a religious nonprofit's hiring practices. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Japanese church in Salt Lake City, Utah has uncovered a century-old snapshot of a once vibrant neighborhood now mostly gone. Elders at the 101-year-old Japanese Church of Christ, one of just two remaining buildings in what used to be called Japantown, have opened a time capsule hidden in a wall of the church when it was first built in 1924. The box contained hand-sewn flags, Bibles, and local newspapers of both English and Japanese articles. This is SRN News. As the shutdown drags on, the president continues to pressure Senate Republicans to eliminate the filibuster. More from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
With the Senate unable to reach the 60 votes needed to end the government shutdown, the president said it's time to change the rules.
The way to do it for the Republicans is to terminate the filibuster. They call it the nuclear option.
Despite the presidential pressure, most GOP senators do not support ending the filibuster because it gives them leverage whenever Democrats have the majority. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
The NCAA has revoked the eligibility of six men's college basketball players for allegations of sports betting in three separate cases at New Orleans, Mississippi Valley State, and Arizona State. The NCAA Committee on Infractions released findings Friday from an investigation that concluded the players manipulated their performances to lose games and more. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.